الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم بعدا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. ومزاجه من تسنيم عينيه يشرب بها المقربون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولهم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسهم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولهم فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Mujaddid of this era, Tabriz, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, Rahmatan Wasi'a. Today we have to say Rahmatullah. We just got the news, our Sheikh Rahmatullah has passed away. So Allah, he say, Hazrat says that for every bayan make muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one great sunnah is to make isali tawaf, to pass reward onto the marhumin, to those who have passed away. So let us all at least read three times Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and we pass the sawab to our Shaykh and to all our marhumin
inshaAllah.
Whenever some sorrow, sadness reaches us, and what can be a greater sorrow for generally the whole ummah that one of our great, great ulama, our great, very great salih, rajul-e-salih, a pious person who has connected thousands of people to Allah Ta'ala, and for those who are connected with Hazrat, who knew Hazrat, what a great sorrow. For us it is like our father has left us, and we feel that emptiness like a yatim, an orphan child feels. إن كانت لحنا عن شريف إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. And in here there is so much of consolation that we all, this reality and fact must be upon us, inna lillah, we all belong to Allah Ta'ala. And a great lesson and consolation, wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we are all going to be returning to Him. If not today, tomorrow, not tomorrow, the day and the after, but one day we all have to leave and we have to return to Allah Ta'ala. And when a person reads this, inna alladhina idha asabatkum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un ulaika alayhim salawatun min rabbihim wa rahma, then for such people is the salawat of Allah upon them. Salawat, rahmat khassa, Allah's special mercies are upon them, wa rahma, and Allah's general mercies also upon them. And those who realize this, that we don't put up big tantrums, etc. We don't go and make noha, we don't make big noises, but we accept it, it's the command of Allah, we make sabr, and we make isar sawab, ulaika humul muhtadun. These are those people whom Allah say they are rightly guided. So on such occasions, we should engage ourselves more in itali sawab, isali sawab, dua and maghfirat for the marhumeen, etc. On one occasion, Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, was on his way to Hijaz Muqaddas, to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and he stayed a few days on his en route in Bombay. On the third day, when he stayed in Bombay, he gathered his khulafa, his very close person, and the people who are with him, and he told them, see, this is my third day here in Bombay, and I've made 3 khatams of Qur'an-e Paak, and I've passed the reward, the sawab of it, to the marhumeen of Bombay. And this is my practice, whichever town I go, I make khatam of one Qur'an, and then I pass the reward to the marhumeen. And I advise you people also to do the same. And to make one khatam of the Qur'an Paak, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 3 times, he gets the sawab of having recited the whole Qur'an. So it is very easy, so we should try and make this a practice, whichever town we enter. As we enter the town, and we have to read the masnoon, the sunnah du'as of entering the town. Read those du'as finish, and then read 3 times Qul Huwa Allah. We will also get the thawab of one whole Qur'an, having recited a Qur'an Sharif, and pass it to the marhumeen of this town. This will be a cause of great goodness for them, there is no doubt. And at the same time, for us also, it will be a cause of great goodness in that town. Allah will make our stay, our passing through that town very mubarak, and it will be our passing or our staying there will be very comfortable. People will come to love you. Naturally, the effect of this will take place. And the reward of what we read and pass on to the marhumeen reaches them immediately. And they know exactly who has sent the reward also. They are recipients of it, and they know who are those people who have sent this reward. Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullah alayh was a very great shaykh who was in Andalus, Spain. A very great shaykh. On one occasion, he invited some people for meals. Amongst them was a young boy also. And it was famous about this boy that he has kush. Kush means that Allah shows a person things which other people cannot see. Either something which has happened in the past, or is happening presently, or something that's going to happen in the future. This is, it's not really an act of, it's a thing of great piety. This is a karamat. Karamat means respect, honor. Allah gives somebody this honor. It is not a maqsood. It is not a matloob. It is not an object. If somebody is blessed with it, alhamdulillah, it is the kindness of Allah. In fact, there were those great ulama It is famous about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. When he used to come to the masjid, he used to see the condition of people, how they will be on the day of Qiyamah. Like a person who has got a lot of greed in him, he will be raised in the form of a dog. A person who is very stupid will be raised in the form of a donkey. Or every person according to that. So they make dua to Allah, remove this from us. We don't want to, we look for the faults of people. These people were shown and they made dua that Ya Allah, remove this from us. We don't want to see these things. So anyway, kash or any karamat is not a great thing, it's not an object. But this young boy, so famous, he gets kash. While they were having meals, suddenly he screamed and cried loudly. The sheikh asked him, what's wrong? Why is screaming like this and crying? He says, I see my mother is burning in the fire of Jahannam, in the fire of hell. The sheikh had many quotas of reading 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah. And it comes in the hadith sharif, من قال لا إله إلا الله 70,000 مرة غفر لمن قال ولمن قيل. A person who reads 70,000 times La ilaha illallah, the person who recites it is also forgiven, and for whom he recites it. He passes the reward on to a person, that person is also forgiven. So the sheikh immediately, without any movement, without any facial expression, in his heart, he conveyed one quota of 70,000 La ilaha illallah to the boy's mother. Immediately the boy smiled and he was happy and he was laughing. The sheikh asked him, now what's wrong with you? He said, I see my mother is in the gardens of Jannah. So the sheikh said, from this incident I learned that this hadith is a correct sahih hadith. And from the hadith I learned that this boy's kash is also sahih. He's not making story. He's getting genuine kash. So his kash testified to the truthfulness of the hadith, and the hadith testified to the truthfulness of his kash. The digital benefit that we learn from here, that isale sawab hume, we make dua for the marhumin, we pass the sawab to them, it reaches them. And it reaches more faster than online transfer also. Yeah, it's just in his heart. He didn't even click any buttons or get his computer on and get it loaded and that. Just in his heart. And that not only was the sawab conveyed to his mother, she was transferred at the same time from Jahannam to Jannat also. All hardly in a split second. So we should always make dua, in fact make it our regular practice to read every day three times Surah Ikhlas, which is so easy. We can do much more, but at least so much. And pass the reward at least to our parents. That we must never be neglectful about. All our family members, the members, the people of our town, pass the sawab to the, all the Muslims. To Nabi and his, the sawab goes to the Nabi also, and it goes to those who have passed away also. And those people are fully aware that who has sent the reward, they make dua for them also. And they appreciate it very much. So we all have prayed three times, make a niyat for our Shaykh, Dawud Barakatuhu, and then all the marhumin of the ummah as well. May Allah grant them the most lofty stages, and may Allah Ta'ala forgive them all for any of the shortcomings in their work. May Allah forgive them and grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Hadiratul Quds, which is a special place in Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah keep them with good, with well-being and with comfort, with respect and great honor there. So this dua we should make regularly also, and particularly when we hear somebody has passed away, two things we should do is wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. With sabr also, and the form of sabr will change all the time. Whatever, if you have a financial problem, your form of sabr will be different. If you have a health problem, your form of sabr will be different. Yeah, on this occasion, when somebody dear to you, close to you, who has been your muhsin,
who has shown so much of favors upon you, who has guided you and shown you the path to Allah, and how much you appreciate it, now make dua for them. And when a person has passed away, he is the most in need of the Isad al-Sawab. Whatever they have done is gone with them. They have sent it before, they have got it. But no matter how much a person has, a person would like to have more. Just like in this dunya, no matter how much you have, you want more and more. Which comes in the Hadith Sharif. If the son of Adam, any human being, has got a belly full of gold, he'll want a second one. And if he's got a second one, he'll want a third one. So the rewards of the Akhirah are forever and eternal. And yeah, in this way, we can pass the rewards to them, and it won't diminish ours at all. We will also get reward for whatever we do. What we recite and pass, our dua and maghfirat, we will also get the reward, they will also get the reward. So we should do this, wasta'inu, seek the help of Allah Ta'ala, bisabri wa salah, and make salah also. Salah, the literal is dua, make dua for them. And the technical term of salah is to make salah. If it's not a makruh time, if it's after asr, it is makruh time. But if not that time, if it's not a makruh time, make salah also and make dua for them and exercise sabr. Don't say anything which a person should not say. In your sorrow, in your sadness, don't go out of your limits and the borders of iman. Remain within the borders of iman. It is all Allah Ta'ala's system, and Allah, His system is above everything. And this is the height of a banda, of a slave, of a abd of Allah Ta'ala, that Radina Billahi Rabba, we are satisfied whatever Allah has decreed for us. Whatever, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, that whatever Allah has done, all praise is due to Allah. And one time our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali himself said, when somebody was murdered in Malaysia, just next to where Hazrat was staying, that Maulana Hussein Bayaz prayed Rahmatullah Ali, then Hazrat said, in whichever form a person's mort comes, that was the best for that person. Allah, Allah's wisdom is above everything which we cannot understand. Just to understand that point, that Allah's wisdom is above everything, and our understanding is so limited. One king who loved his hunting, on one occasion he went out for hunting. With him was his favorite minister who always accompanied him. This minister had a habit for any and everything to say what Allah does is the best. What Allah does is good, is the best. So just as they started their journey, the king cut his thumb, got cut. And just when you get cut, it burns a lot, it pains also. The minister immediately said, what Allah does is for the best, is good. So the king got very angry, I'm cut, it's failing me. And he said, good that happened, that I got hurt. So the king ordered, put him in jail for 3 days. And then again he said, what Allah does is for the best. He went to jail, the king went on for his hunting spree. He went beyond his borders and he entered another country where there were cannibals, human eaters. So they caught the king and they wanted to eat him alive. But they also had certain certain points with regard, like we have for Qurbani animal, that it mustn't be crippled, it mustn't be blind, etc. So they checked up, they said, he's not fit for Qurban. He's got a cut here, and so we can't eat him. So now he understood that what the minister said, that what Allah does is for the best. This cut of mine will get better in 6 weeks, 6 months, and then there won't be a sign of it also. But it saved my life. If I did not have this cut today, they should have eaten me up alive. So he understood. He came, he took out the minister from the jail with great respect and honor. He told him, I've understood this now, that my cut was very good for me. Otherwise, they should have eaten me up alive. But when I sent you to jail, what was good in that? When I sent you, then also you said what Allah does is for the best. So he said, Honorable King, you know that we always together, we don't separate from one another. If you didn't send me to jail, I should have been with you. When they caught you, they should have caught me also. You should have got away because of your cut. But on my body, I have no scar, no cut or anything. They should have eaten me up alive. Then I stayed 3 days in jail. My life got saved. So if I should have been with you, they should have eaten me up. So we don't understand that whatever Allah does for us, it is for the best. We might take it very, many people who are poor, that poverty is good for them. Because by nature they could have been such that if they hate money, they should have committed a lot of wrong things and done a lot of sins. For many people to be ill, to be sick is good for them. If they could help, they would have used it for wrong things. So Allah knows the best and wise of a banda in the height of his iman is to be content with whatever Allah has decreed for him. We make our effort, there is no problem with that, to get shifa, to come out of your financial problems, you make your effort all. But what Allah has decreed, to be happy with that is the greatest thing. So Allah Ta'ala knows best. We all would love our Shaykh to be still with us. On the occasion when our Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoband, Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, was the Shaykh al-Hadith for 40 years teaching Bukhari Sharif. When he passed away, the principal of Darul Uloom, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, gave a talk. In his talk he said, "We don't understand. But the passing away of such senior people is also a mercy of Allah." And in that he explained, if Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had never passed away, the world would never have known who Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the world, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the first Khalifa. And then the people saw his qualities. If Sayyidina Umar, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala would never have passed away, the people would never have known who Sayyidina Umar is. His qualities came to be known to the world when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu left the world. Also, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Khani rahmatullah Ali says, we all desire and long very much that our parents must not die, our asatidah, great people must not die. So if they all live, now for example, if our parents were still living, and they also would not wish their parents to have died. So their parents would also have been living. And they would not have wished that their parents died. If their parents were also living, there should be no place for us on earth. The world should be so full. And then as you grow old, then your urine is not under control. One person took his father to the doctor. And so the doctor, old man, his father was 84 years old. So the doctor asked, "What is your father's name?" So he said, G.T.Q. 8284. So the doctor said, "I'm not asking the truck registration number. I'm asking your father's name." He said, "That is his name." "What do you mean that his name?" G.T.Q. going to Qabr. And he's between 82 and 84. So he said, "Okay, what is your father's problem?" He said that his radiator is leaking. He said, "I'm not asking about the truck, I'm asking about your father." So he said, "Yeah, tell me about my father." "His radiator is leaking." Then he asked, "What other problem he's got?" He said, "His ball bearings are worn out. That when he walks, he can't walk properly straight. And what else?" "His exhaust is also gone." So old people, if all of them were still living, somebody 150 years old, somebody 200 years, somebody 2000 years, this is Allah's great mercy and wisdom that at a time Allah takes away those people. And what inshallah we will try and explain as we go on, why Allah has given us our time, prepare for that life. And if you have prepared, you are on to great enjoyment and great pleasure. You won't be sorrowful to have left. And if you understand reality, then when such people pass away, in fact you will be more happy also. When Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had passed away, so naturally there was grief, there was sorrow. One day a person from the village came and Hazrat Abbas' son, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to him and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas saying, nobody gave me condolence. How this great one, a British man, gave me so much solace and condolence. He came and visited me, salam, etc. And then he said, your father has passed away. He said, yes, my father has passed away. He's gone to Allah Ta'ala. Yes, he's gone to Allah Ta'ala. Who can look after him better, Abdullah? You or Allah Ta'ala? Who can look better? Only Allah. Allah is Na'mal Mawla, Na'mal Waqeel. What a great and honorable Allah looks after his amanat so well. So he's gone to Allah Ta'ala. And how Allah can look after, nobody can look after. He says, then why are you sorrowful? What you couldn't do for him, billion times more better, Allah is doing for him. What things you couldn't give him in this dunya, ah, what mammoth of Jannah is enjoined by Allah Ta'ala. He says, it was such a relief for me. I felt so comfortable that what a great condolence he gave me. So this is that where they are gone to great pleasure and enjoyment. And this is what we feel in our heart. Of course, Allah knows, but we are convinced we saw the person's life. And this is what we are here for. We are not here to build mansions. We are not here to build big houses and have big cars and make big investments and properties. We are here to make our investments of akhirah. We are here to build our mansions of Jannah. We are here to beautify our gardens of Jannah. If we do that, and that inevitable mort has to come to everyone. And when that comes, and you are prepared for that, your roof inside you, it jumps. It wants to come out. It wants to go there. It doesn't want, like a bird in a cage. The roof of a mu'min is like a bird in a cage. When you open the door, the bird doesn't go and hide in a corner and doesn't want to come out. It just tries and flies out as soon as it can. It wants the freedom of the world. Just like that, this whole world is smaller than the smallest cage also. If it was possible, and when a child is in the womb of the mother, and we could speak to that child, and we tell the child, see, soon, don't worry, you are in a small little prison of yours. How small is in the womb of the mother? The child can't stretch its hands, its legs, or anything. Very soon you will come out. You will come into a world where there are aeroplanes flying. Where you will come into a world where there are trains moving, and buses are moving, and trucks are moving, and big, big ships on the sea. That word that little child won't be able to comprehend. Yeah, I can't move my hands. I can't understand such big things. And when it comes into the world, it comes through a very narrow passage. And with what difficulty it passes through that passage and it comes into this world. It's a matter of life and death for the poor mother, what she goes through. So narrow, but the child comes into, when it comes into this world and it gains its consciences, it won't be prepared to believe in one aeroplane, but thousands of aeroplanes. Not one ship, but thousands of ships. Ah, the world is so big. Wallah, this world is even more narrower and smaller than the womb of the mother. And where we go through into the akhirah is through the qabr, that narrow passage. That is where we go through into the akhirah. And when we go there, it will be mind-boggling how big that, how vast that world is. We cannot imagine whether it is Jannat, may Allah grant us all the Muslims and all the people, grant them all Iman and grant all Jannah. Jannat will be so vast and so big, we cannot imagine. And may Allah protect us if it has to be Jahannam, hellfire. That is equally so vast and so big. Allahu Akbar. And on another note, the balaghat, the beautiful literary power of the Qur'an part is so great that there were certain Arabic professors of in Germany, not Muslims, but they were professors of Arabic language. Sheikh Allama Tantawi rahmatullah alayhi of Egypt, they told him, you also believe that the Quran is a great literary kitab, that it has got such great literary, he said, of course, that is our aqidah. And not only our aqidah, it is our conviction. We know it is such a kitab. So he said, okay, if you don't believe it, you are not Muslims, and you know Arabic, and you know the great literary power of language. You try and explain to me something which is vast, which is big. So they tried various sentences they constructed that it is so big, east to west, like many things how we use, more bigger than you can imagine, bigger than a million times what you can think, everything they told. So then he said, now let me present vastness to you from the Quran Sharif. That on the day of Qiyamah, when Jahannam will be full with its occupants, all have gone in, Jahannam will say, Halmi Mazid. Are there more to come? They were totally astounded that how the Quran has explained the vastness of hell, of Jahannam. When it will be full, and Allah will ask, are you full now? It will say, Halmi Mazid. Are there more? That shows there is more place, there is more room. If you say it's a tower east to west, the world is so small. What is east to west? If you say a thousand times the size of the world, that is very small stuff. So the Quran and Jahannam is, so may Allah has sent us in this world to prepare for that life. And fortunate are those people who have to spend their time in this world. I usually say if a person lives for 8 years and he passes away 18 years, 28 years, but he made it in the army. He's gone to Jannah. He's 100% successful. We'll say, oh, the poor man, what did he see of life? He died so young. And if you left for 80 years, but you didn't make it in the Akhirah, you wasted all your time. You might have a lot of properties in this world. You might have lived it up in this world. But if you didn't make it in the Akhirah, that is for Jannah, then it's a total failure, total destruction. There aren't words to describe what destruction. That 80 years mean nothing. There were those Buzurganeen, Pious Salihin. When somebody asked them their age, they would say, I think my age is about 2 years or 10 years when they were 80, 90. What did they mean? That part of my life which I used to prepare for Akhirah, that is worth calling life. And that I wasted or that I put into sin, that I can't count as part of my life. My life is only that. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zis ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. That my, the sum total of my life is that which I spent in your pious companions in their companionship. What I spent with them, that is what my life, from where I learned, that I learned how to live and how to die only at the threshold of your pious servant. So that is what my life is. So that is why we are in this world. Not to live it up here. Not to, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person wants to pass his time, doesn't pass his time, fails his time. There is no time to pass. Our life is so short. And our eternal life is the life of Akhirah. We have to be preparing for that. One Ramadan is so valuable. Where is there even a moment in Ramadan to pass your time? The day of Jumu'ah, it's such a valuable day. May Allah let it dawn upon us and understand how valuable Jumu'ah is. There is no time to waste on the day of Jumu'ah. And when we will realize that, we'll see all the days of the week, any moment, day or night, there is no time for time fast. And playing games and sports and involving in other things. We are sent to prepare for the everlasting life of the Akhirah. So we have to put our energy, we have to put our time, we have to put our capacity, everything into preparing into that life. That is what we have to do. So on the occasion of such time, we should try and read 2 rakats of Salah, or engage in dua, make isale sawab, dua maghfirat. This is the sunnah of such an occasion. The ayat of the Quran Sharif that are recited in the same context. We got this news about 5 o'clock, that is after Asr Salah, and after that was Maghrib. While we were performing Maghrib, suddenly these ayat flashed in my mind that Allah has given our Shaykh this position. What is it? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. That the Abrar, who are the Abrar? Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, the great mighty scholar and researcher and muhakkik of Hadith, who has written the commentary of Mishkatul Masabih, and many other kitabs also. He's a great, great scholar. He said, the abrar, الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْذُونَ الظَّرْ وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْ. They are those people who do not even harm an end. And our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana, his name also was Abrar al-Haq. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq, rahmatullah alayhi. His name was also Isam Ba Musamma. He was Abrar, his name was also Abrar. One occasion he was making wudu and there were ends, and he feared they will get drowned with the water. He changed his place to another place. There were ends also, he changed his place to another place. So these are who are called the Abrar, who do not even hurt or cause inconvenience even to an end. We will say, hey, just kill them, and who this ends here, put more water, whole bucket of water, ground them. No, the Abrar are not like that. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah, also one of the outstanding khulafa of Maulana Thani Rahmat. He was visiting in our country, in South Africa. He was in Lodian, Pretoria. And he was hosted by one person who's still there, Abrarji, who was a famous politician also. So, a rich man also, his house also, big mansion, and here the beautiful, the bedroom prepared for Hazrat. All what you could think of made for Hazrat. Everything was finished, the program, the supper, everything they showed. Hazrat, this is your room, everything they showed. Hazrat went and he rested for the night. In the morning when they went in, wake up Hazrat, take him for Fajr Namaz, they found that he had slept the whole night on the floor. So they said, Hazrat, what the bed we prepared, we took so much trouble to prepare this bed for you, and you slept on the floor yet? He said, when I came in the room, I found the cat sleeping on the bed, and deep sleep, a sweet sleep it had. I thought, who am I, that for my sake I must wake up the cat? And your carpet here, 7-sheet carpet, there is no shortage in it, it's more than enough comfortable for me. And I had a good sleep on the carpet. But who am I to disturb these other Abrar? If it was perhaps me or you, we should have given that cat one kick and said, this bed is for you, the bed is made for me. What you sitting here? Come check from here. But these are the Abrar, the creation of Allah, they value every creation of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once in Jalalabad, we used to be in India, they made namaz finish after Asr, they were going to the Khanqa. It was rainy season, and in rainy season, you get puddles of water everywhere. So as they were coming from the masjid to the Khanqa, in the puddles of water, ducks were playing. And they were enjoying the puddles of water, playing and swimming and carrying on. So Hazrat took a long cut away from there. And he came to the Khanqa. When he came, he asked his friend, do you know why I took this long cut? He said, no, Hazrat, for what? He said that as I was coming, I saw the ducks playing. If we would have passed near them, all of them should have ran away. So I didn't want to disturb them, so I left them. These are the people. Hazrat Maulana Mia Azhar Hussain Sahib, also senior Khalifa, diamond, outstanding Khalifa of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah. He was in Deoband. We studied under his son. We didn't see him. He was a great person. Allahu Akbar. Who are these people? In winter, Isha is very early like here now. And usually in villages, after Isha, people go to sleep. It's quiet. It's not like in the cities where people are still awake. Or like Cape Town where the day starts at night. After Isha, the day starts. No, it's not like that. There everyone sleeps. So Hazrat had a habit of reading his wazifas, du'as, ma'amulat, ayatul kursi, etc. for quite a while in the masjid. Then he would return home. By that time, it would be already a bit late, half an hour, 1 hour after Isha, and in winter, everything is gone quiet already. On his way from the masjid to his house, he had to pass the house of a lady who unfortunately used to sell herself. She was involved in this big bad son of selling herself. But she had become a bit old already. So when Hazrat should come near her house, he would take off his shoes and walk past the house barefoot. On the other side of the house, he should wear his shoes again. So somebody asked him, Hazrat, why do you do this? He says, when it's now late at night, when she hears the tapping of shoes, she will think it's late now, a customer has come for me. And then when she hears the tuk-tuking going away again, that the customer didn't come to me, she will think, because I'm old now, that nobody has, I'm not getting customers also. Nobody is coming to me. Look at these people, even such people, they don't want to cause inconvenience to them also. We will say, kill such people and do this to these people. But these are the abrar, that even such people, they consider so much. The same Hazrat Maulana Mia Azhar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Mufti Shafi Sahib, was also another great diamond, outstanding Khalifa of Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. When he was still a young boy, he was studying in Jiobat. He was connected, used to go by Hazrat Maulana Mia Azhar Hussain Sahib quite commonly. Once they were having meals, they were eating mangoes, it was mango season, and Mia Sahib, people sent all presents for him, lot of mangoes, they had quite a few. So after they finished eating, so Mufti Sahib was a young person at that time, he asked his ustad, he said, throw away the peas. So he said, do you know how to throw away the peas? He said, what do you have to do? There are courses to do. You need a PhD in order to learn how to throw away peas. He said, yes, you have to learn how. He said, what is that? He said, see, all the people around us are poor people. If you take all the peas and there weren't garbage cans like we have got, you just put it on the pavement and the municipality workers come and they pick up the dirt and they take it away. You put it all in one place, the poor people around will think we hardly have one mango to eat. And these people ate so many mangoes, their heart will become soft. So take it and put little everywhere. So nobody thinks that one family or one person ate so. How they consider the poor people also. On one occasion, Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh had meals with the same Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mia Azhar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. After meals, all the dirt, what was there, all over the leftover, the Mufti Sahib asked him, also, must I throw it away? He said, do you know how to throw it away? He said, what? Do you have to learn how to throw it away? Did you just throw it away? He said, no, not at all. All the bones that were there, certain place, lot of cats and dogs are, throw the bones to the cats and dogs. The pieces of bread, roti, etc., the crumbs that are left over, certain place you see there are lot of ants, throw it there. And the fields of the oranges, of the melon, etc., certain place there are lot of goats, going through it there. Recycling has been taught to us. We don't need to, with the world to teach us and the people of dunya, that recycle things, don't waste things, put things where they are. And really this is how we should eat on our dasturkhan, our sufra, that we should put the bone separately, put the peel separately, and after that don't go and throw it in the dustbin. Make your refuse burn so full. Try and disperse. This is the other creation of Allah. They got a share in our food also. Let them also share in the food. So in this way. So anyway, where
Abraar.
Jee.
La
Zar. Jee, that one, what was it? We went so much on in the side and we lost the main road. We have to come back to the main road. See the Abraar, that الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْذُونَ الْضَرْءُ وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْءُ. And they cannot tolerate the wrong things being done. They can't see that Allah, who is so merciful, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, to give up sin in the fear of the punishment of Allah is no achievement. That even a dog, you show it a stick or a stone, it goes away. You show it a piece of meat, it comes. To give up sin, this obedience of Allah, in the love of Allah, that Allah has been so kind to me. He gave me my existence, He gave me time free of charge. Today, just for some eye treatment, you have to pay so much money. He gave me heart free of charge, and perfect heart He gave me. If we spoil our heart with our bad living, eating habits and bad lifestyle, that's our problem. But Allah gave us a perfect heart, lungs, kidneys, everything. Brain He gave us. How can I disobey? Which Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was alone with a wonderful, beautiful woman like Zulaikha, and he was invited by her, and everything was prepared for him to, what we would say, enjoy with her. But he didn't look at it as enjoyment, he looked at it as work, then hellfire. What did he say? What prevented him? Rabbi ahsana matwaya. My Rabb is so good to me. I must displease my Rabb. How can I do such a thing? I can't do such a thing. So these are the abrar. الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْذُونَ الظَّرْءَ وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْءَ. So this, in this ayat, Allah says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ. These abrar are these people. And how we have seen our Shaykh, Alhamdulillah, for about 30 years, I've been in the company of our Shaykh, and I've seen him in all conditions, whether it was on travel, whether it was at home, and how he's conscious of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. One time, in Madinatul Munawwara, somebody had presented Hazrat with an abaya, with this abaya, jubba, and usually they are quite long, and to wear below the ankle, ma asfala min al-ka'bain, min al-izar, bin naar, in the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, that what is below the ankle will be burned in the fire of Jahannam. So Hazrat did cut short. When they brought it, now he wore it to see if it's right, if it's not below the ankles, if it's above the ankles. It was below the ankles, and he got angry. He said, take it off immediately. If my mark has become now in the condition of sin, what will be my position? And how many of us, we are continuously in sin. We are dressed like the kuffar. Our beards are not according to Sharia. Whether we're sleeping, we are in sin. Whether we awake, we are in sin. Whether we're in Salah, we're in sin. Whether we're in Arafat, we are in sin. So these are the people who cannot tolerate wrong at all. And they, Hazrat, his own children, small children, 4 years, 5 years, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the trouser is below the ankle, immediately he would reprimand them. Pick your trouser up. So much they cannot tolerate any wrong thing done at any time. Once Hazrat was having breakfast at Maulana Hussein Bayat's place. It was about 9, 10 o'clock. I went and visited Hazrat in his room. He was alone. So he told me, join me in breakfast. So I sat down. And I didn't think about it. I didn't wash my hands. Immediately he called somebody. He said, bring water. Let Maulana wash his hands. So how they are concerned of the fine, fine points. These are the abrar. And just see what Allah has prepared for them. And that is your final place. Where you're going to live forever. Really, I'm going to come to him. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. They are going to be an enjoyment. Allah's word enjoyment, what can be that enjoyment? If somebody tells you, come to my house, Maulana Hussein Bayat, rahmatullah alayh, once he was quite close friend to one person of Afghanistan. And that person, when the Taliban were ruling, he had become a minister in the government, in the parliament of Afghanistan. And he was a friend of Maulana Hussein. So he told Maulana, you come visit me, the government has given me a beautiful mansion, a nice big house, you come, you'll be very comfortable. He went, then he was sent to the airport, fetched him, and he took him, but it was a small flat. So he said, you call this a mansion, a small flat like this, you call this a mansion? He said, no, the government did give me a big mansion. But a certain lady made a claim against and said that house belongs to me. And the previous government, they had taken it away from me and they wrongfully took it away. And she named all her proof. No 2 year, 5 year court cases getting on. Her proof was complete, everything. Immediately they gave it back to her. And now temporarily the government has given me this flat. So this was the justice that prevailed. Many people say that women were done wrong, lot of wrong was done to them. Total false propaganda. They were treated with such great honor and respect. Anyway, so your house, maybe a poor man says that I've got a fear, you come to me, I'll give you great comfort. According to him, he's standing. A rich man tells you that. According to that will be that. Allah says that I'll give you enjoyment. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Our minds cannot fathom what that enjoyment which Allah is saying that you'll be in great enjoyment. Condition is, you also become from the abrar. Don't be from the fujjar. Don't be from Dunyadar, from Dunya's people. You become Abrar. And you, Allah has promised for such people, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. And what he said, Allah described it further, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. They will be sitting on beautiful thrones. And they will be looking at the namas of Jannah. And Allahu Akbar. Yeah, you might have a small little tent shanty. If you made it, you got 2 rooms in your tent shanty. Or just 1 room, 2 rooms you got. If you're in the 1 room, you can't see what's in the other room. In Jannah, what palaces there will be. And how vast and big Jannah will be. Wherever you are, you don't need CCTV. You don't need tracking system. Wherever you are, it will be all in your eyes. You see everywhere in Jannah to the furthest corner. And we cannot imagine how big one individual's Jannah paradise will be. And you'll be able to see everything in your whole Jannah. And you'll be sitting and you'll be seeing this beautiful scene. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ And تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ
نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ
نَظْرَةَ You'll see enjoyment, freshness on their face. And wallah, I'm sure anyone who had seen our Shaykh while he was living, you'll see that freshness on his face. How, even when Hazrat Shaykh would have woken up, but his face, that enjoyment. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said that if we had to see Jannah with our eyes and Jahannam with our eyes, in this world it won't increase our Iman one iota. Our yaqeen and Iman on Jannah and Jahannam without seeing it with the physical eyes of the eye of the head, with the eyes of the heart, we've seen it already. And a person who has seen Jannah, how can't he be an enjoyer? That person, كل يوم هو في شان. Allah's quality is that every, في كل وقت من الأوقات وفي كل لحظة من اللحظات, Allah is in a great splendor. And whoever is connected with Allah, Allah keeps him in a great splendor. That person is connection with Allah, every moment is in a great splendor. And when your yaqeen, your iman, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى, that you worship Allah as though you have seen Him, and Allah with such splendor, and as though you see Jannah in front of you, how can there be enjoyment on your face? In this world, you see something that pleases you. You can see on that person's face, he's happy. Your wife comes in the room, you can see from her face whether she's happy or she's sad. Whether she's angry or whether she's happy, you can, on any person's face, you can make out. A person is silent or a person is fresh, you can see it on the face. The face tells you what's happening in the mind. The face tells you what's happening in the heart. How is that person angry, happy? So these people, in this world, Allah kept them so happy, and that freshness on their face, what will it be there? تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ All of all that damage. And يُسْخَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيكِ الْمَخْدُومِ They will be given to be drinking of the wine, goblets of Jannah, which will be sealed. Those goblets will be sealed. And that wine of Jannah doesn't make you drunk. And that you don't know whether it's my mother or whether it's my sister. You will know exactly, you don't go out of your mind. And that enjoyment of wine that you will get. Yet people can't give up their cold drink, can't give up their juice, etc. And may Allah save all the Muslims. But the non-Muslims, they're weaker. How many? One friend of ours, I won't go into detail, a student who accepted Islam from Burundi, and he became Ali Mashallah. His mother was very, very anti-Muslim. She was a firm Catholic. But finally, she also accepted Islam. But she told her son, I accept Islam, but I can't give up my whiskey and my vodka. That I have to have. But however, even then she gave up. So those who love those things, and in Jannah, the dreams of Jannah, Allahu Akbar. How, what enjoyment they will give you, and they won't make you drunk. You won't get headaches from it. There is no, what you call it, when you drink too much? Intoxication, not an overnight hangover. No, hangover. Nothing whatsoever. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَحْرُومٍ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٍ And it is sealed with musk. Hey, how enjoyable. And these are the Namas. These are just a few Namas. One place Allah Ta'ala is mentioning. Shikamuhu mih. So then Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. It is in these things that we should vie with one another. We should race with one another. Not that I've got, so I'm a millionaire, you're a multi-millionaire. You got 2 properties, I got 10 properties. Those are not the things to vie with one another. To vie with one another is that we, that those are the things Allah is inviting us. And he says, look at these people, they live with us. Hazrat was with us till today. People of this time, a person of the city of Karachi, and the whole world, he says there's so much fight. It's great. Possible to practice on Islam, but you keep down your country. No, it's possible everywhere in the world. It was possible 100 years ago, times were good those years. But today, there's a lot of fight. The Quran in Islam was for 100 years ago, was for today also. Was for the villages also, and it's for the cities also. It's for Makkah and Medina also, and it's for Cape Town and Johannesburg also. Okay, Islam is for all time. And if these examples Allah has given us, they are living examples in front of your eyes. Hazrat had come to Cape Town also. So yeah, these people have come and they live and see what Allah has blessed them. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافِسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْمِيمٍ. And it will be tainted with the beautiful enjoyment of tasneem. What is tasneem? The Quran itself defines it and says, عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. It is a fountain that will come out. This tasneem will be a fountain. And who will get from there? The muqarrabun. Those who are the muqarrab of Allah, the close servants of Allah. So in all this, it's encouragement for us to take a lesson. That don't waste our time in this world. We are not here to prepare and work hard, work our fingers to the bone, work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all what we earn, we leave it behind. When we die, one king on his deathbed who owned the whole world, he had made wasiyah that when I die, I must put my 2 hands out of my janazah. So the world can see the man who owned the whole world. When he's going to his qabr, he's going empty-handed. When we go to our qabr, in the days of before, the person's wealth should also go well. His family also goes well. And your deeds, good and bad, they also go well. True return. The wealth should return again. And today your wealth doesn't even go till there. Your wealth doesn't go. Your safe key, till today nobody would say, put it with the person in his cover, he'll be happy, my safe key is with me. Or your bank statement, they put it with you, you can see in the cover, oh, I got so much and you make yourself happy. Or your balance sheet, nothing of this will go in the cover. And your family that will go, your closest family, they are the ones usually who will lower you in the cover. They are the ones who will be the first ones to throw sand on you. They will be the ones to put the wood or plants or whatever they use in different places. They will be the ones, if there's a gap in that wood, they will cover it up with mud or with leaves or something. They will be the first ones to throw sand on you. And they will be the ones to see the sand is not equal to the ground, but it is humped over extra, more sand. So you got no chance of coming out. No chance of oxygen going and you can still stay breathe there. You are grown head. And who will do this? The most close people. When even friends come, other people come, usually they leave again. But the family stay there after a while also, to make sure you're not coming out. Then that you are there and you are gone. So, and what is with you? Your amal. Your good deeds will come in beautiful forms. For example, it comes in the hadith. Your recitation of Quran, you badshah the Quran, it will take on the form of a handsome person in the qabr. And not only in the qabr, while still they are giving you your ghusl, it will come there in the form of a handsome, wonderful person. And it will comfort you. And at that time, our condition is how? Like if somebody, may Allah save us all, somebody has to kidnap somebody. And they take him out somewhere in the jungle, they strip him naked, take off all his clothes also. And if you got false teeth, they take it out. You got glasses, they take it out. Everything. At the time of mort, your closest people will take off your false teeth. They will take off your glasses also. They will take off your watch also. And you can't do anything. You are aware of it at that time, but you can't do a thing.
And all your things are taken off.
And this, if you are reading Quran Sharif daily, this beautiful form will console you. Don't worry. You never left me. By day or night, you recited me. I am here with you, and I won't leave you till I get you the beginning of Jannat and enter you into Jannat.
Then when they finish with the ghusl and they are putting the kafan, this beautiful form goes in between the kafan and joins you. When you are in your kafan, Munkar and Nakir, the two angels come to question you. And for every person, you are a pious person or you are a sinful person, they come in a frightening way.
When they speak, flames come out from their mouth. They are so tall and black and ugly, and their hair hanging from their head right till the ground.
Yeah, also unfortunately, the whole world we see, our little children everywhere, long, long hair. I tell them, I must come open a barber shop. I'll do good business here, there's a lot of customers I will get. This long hair is not our tariqah. We should keep the hair neatly and train our children from small. Don't let them get spoiled and influenced with other children. And now when they're out of the heaven, the tree, if you don't keep it straight from the time it's growing, you allow it to grow crooked. And it became strong crooked. Now you want to straighten it? How can you do that? From the start, keep them in the right way. I usually say, if your child is a day old, a week old, a month old, if it's a boy, and you put a kurta on for the child, everyone will say, you're making like a buzur, like a pious person from now. If it's a little girl and you put a burqa for her on, they say, you're making her look like an old lady from now already. But you put on the clothes of the kuffar, nobody say, already you're making him look like a kafir, like among the kuffar. Nobody has. And pious people of the house will say, you're making him look like an old man, old lady from now. But for kuffar clothes, nobody got a problem. So don't let our children go in the wrong direction. Keep them from the start, then they will be in the habit of doing right. And with love and kindness. Don't do it in such a way that they hate you, that they dislike you, with muhabbat, with kindness. And for this time is required for the children. Don't give all our time to the business. Don't give all our time to the internet. Don't give all our time. Don't give our time to haram TV. Give time to our children. Our greatest asset in life is our children. It's not our business. It's not our property. Our children are our greatest asset. Bring them. Every person wants to look after his asset. Bring it up nicely. So our children are our greatest asset. So anyway, these angels, Munkar and Nakir, come with hair hanging from the head to the ground. And they don't know what is mercy. They don't know what is kindness. They don't know what is softness. They just burst into the qabr. They don't have no permission or anything. They just burst into the qabr, make that person sit up, and they start the interrogation. We have heard of people, especially in the apartheid time, when somebody, the intelligence used to take away people and how they used to interrogate them. And in the whole world till today, the tortures which are taking place, the interrogation, especially for any person who's just associated with Mujahideen or anything, what things they have to go through. So this is nothing compared to how the malaika, the munkar, the nakir will come into the qabr and how they will question a person. But if you read your Quran Sharif regularly, then Quran Sharif will be in a beautiful form. And they will tell the Quran Sharif, we have to interrogate this person in camera, in privacy. You please leave now. He says, I cannot leave. If you have to do your work, you do your work. But he never left me. He read me by day and by night. I cannot leave him. You ask your questions, I can't leave him. And in some narrations it comes to this extent, when they ask the question, you are like gone blank. He tells you the answers, give this answer. If you are writing an exam and you got somebody to tell you to write all the answers, what problem you got? If we read Quran Sharif every day, that angel will then, after they finish their work, he arranges for a bathing from Jannat for that person. And now the person, and then the window of Jannat is opened on that person. This is what he And here we have got a special, a real example in front of us that how we should live our life. Hazrat coming in this world, coming to South Africa, Hazrat going from this world, this is the lesson that we should learn. If we learn that this is the sabr of the time,
The submarine company cried big crocodile tears, and we echo and we show, so we crying the whole night and we don't get up for Fajr also. No, that's what the submarine that we follow in their footsteps. And we follow in that way of life. And we also have to go. We also make ourselves a... And this was Hazrat's burning desire, that how can every person live a life that will prepare him for Jannah. On one occasion, we were in the Khan Kaaba Hazrat in Karachi, and I told Hazrat that Alhamdulillah, by your teachings, we are feeling and enjoying the ni'mat of Jannah now already in this world. Hazrat became very happy. He called everyone in the Khanqa. He said, to repeat what you said. Then this is what I want. That not only you making your salah, but you get enjoyment in your salah. Not only that you're saving yourself from sin, but not that you enjoy sinning, but you enjoy not sinning. And wallah, this is possible in these days, in these places. That if you train yourself, and this is what Hazrat wants, this is what he lived for, this is what he died for. His whole life's mission was this, that how can we obey Allah's command, and not only obey, but obey with enjoyment. In how many forms Hazrat says, that when you give up you give up sin, or uski hasam bina rahe, that you're not even sorry I gave up sin. In fact, you are happy. Allah saves me from sin. That is what the level of iman of ours should come to. So if we make this effort, and this is what which is becoming bad, and having contact with a share, that this reality comes, that Islam automatically just comes from your heart. Raditu billahi rabban, I'm happy with Allah is my Rabb. Who can be there more better for me than Allah? Allah is so kind, so merciful. وَبِالْ إِسْلَامِ دِينَا, and Islam is my religion. وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولَهُ وَنَبِيَّا. What a Rasul I got, what a Nabi. And a person says, what a Shaykh Allah gave me. That Allah gave us such a beautiful, such a wonderful Shaykh. And that we had the opportunity to be with him. That a person, automatically this enjoyment comes on him. This is when we will come into the path of what we call suluk and the tasawwuf, and we go towards Allah Ta'ala. In short, all the sweetness in the world, whether it's sugar, whether it's honey, whether it's ice cream, whether it's milkshake, whatever sweetness, all the creator of that sugar, of the sweetness, is Allah Ta'ala. And all the sweetness together, Allah's sweetness is 1,000,000,000 times more greater. So if you get Allah, what sweetness in you, what beauty isn't there in the world? The little temporary beauty Allah has put on women's faces, the temporary beauty of the sunrise and the sunset, beautiful lakes and rivers and water, seas, the sunrise and the sunset, waterfalls, what beauty! And all this is temporary. And all this put together is not a millionth of a trillionth of the beauty of Allah. If you get Allah, you've got all that beauty in your heart. And that beauty, and also Allahu Akbar. This beauty of the world, beautiful sunrise, is for everyone to see. For Muslims, for non-Muslims, for human beings, for animals, all seas and all enjoyments beautiful. But when you get Allah in your heart, that beauty is exclusive to you. You've got all that beauty, and that beauty is in your heart. The sugar which is in the shops, all the sugar itself, and the things which are made with sugar and with honey, all how many sweet, wonderful, delicious delicacies there are. They are for everyone. For Muslims, for non-Muslims. Animals also eat many things, with molasses and sweet things. But when you get Allah in your heart, you get that sweetness which the world hasn't tasted, and it's exclusive for you. What is it? You are in Jannah in this world, then Jannah will come on its time. But so this is what we have to strive for. So where we make ilahisal sawab, where we have sorrow in our heart, but the main thing and the real lesson is we follow in that footsteps. We try and emulate, and we as where then Allah takes us, but that is our goal. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْ يَتَنَافَسِلْ مُتَنَافِسُونَ. Those of us who take that lesson, and Hazrat will be informed, he will be so happy that there in Cape Town, I went to Cape Town after so many years, mashallah, those brothers are also now responding, and they also following, and a sheikh, a genuine sheikh, doesn't want anything for himself. His greatest joy is that how what people make their happen, make their jannah. How they get connected with Allah. That a sheikh, a genuine sheikh, never wants people to come and get stuck in him. They must bypass him and they go on to jannah. They must bypass him and they go to Allah. And this is how he gets happy. That I see this murid of mine is gone to this stage. That murid of mine is gone to that stage. That is the greatest joy in that. If we give tuhfa and tahai, presents also, that's the biggest present is that when you tell your sheikh, you taught us this, since 10 years I'm practicing this. Since 20 years I'm practicing this. I've given up that self. That there's nothing that makes a sheikh more happy, a genuine sheikh. More than if you give him 10,000 rand, you give 50,000 rand, you buy him a car, you buy him a house, that won't mean anything so much to him. But you tell him that this is what you taught us, this is what makes him happy, this is their purpose, this is why they live in order to get there. So Allah has blessed us with such a great share. We have left the world, but Allah's system is, Allah has declared in the Quran Sharif, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That always live with the sadiqeen. That those people who are sadiq with taqwa, who have got genuine taqwa. And when Allah gave the command, it's impossible there won't be such people in the world. Otherwise, it would be unfair on Allah's side. That he said, live with the sadiqeen, and there are no sadiqeen in the world. There are no sadiqeen in Cape Town. There are no sadiqeen in South Africa. It would have been unfair. They are there. Look for them. Like for example, once I needed a spare key to be made. So the, who made spare keys?
Locksmith.
So now my eyes is in my eyes. I want to see a locksmith. So as I go, commonly I travel on this road. And usually the locksmith shops are small little, like in between, somewhere hidden away. So I saw the locksmith shop. I went there. I had the key made. I told him, I pass here so often that I never see your shop. So he told me, when you don't need me, you don't see me. When you need me, then you look for me and you see me. So this is how it is, that if we open our eyes, the sadiqeen are there. If, when we're not interested in them, they are around us. Hey, jokingly, many times I tell my wife, she says that we read in the kitabs in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, great, great buzuts. So in Tawaf, I tell her, who's walking next to you? Yeah, jokingly. That we see buzuts, who's walking next to you? They are there, but we must see them. Look for them and you will find them. Still today in Cape Town, they are there. In the whole world, when Allah commanded that you be with the sadiqeen, they are there. But you open your eyes. When you get interested looking, you will find them. And they will be there. And then you keep their company and you will become amongst the abrar, inshallah. You will become amongst the muqarrabun, inshallah. And then for you, inna al-abrar lafi na'im. الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا عينا يشرب بها المقربون. May Allah give us all comfort. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم ربنا لا تحرمنا أجورهم ولا تفتنا بعدهم واغفر لنا ولهم فراح وريحان وجنة النعيم. Oh Allah, give our Shaykh the highest stages of Jannah, Allah. Oh Allah, make him from the greatest of the awliya, oh Allah. Oh Allah, for what he lived and for what Hazrat has left this world, let us realize that and bring that into our lives as well, oh Allah. Let us make that our mission and our goal of life as well. Let us walk in that direction as well, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us realize in Hazrat has emphasized so much that this world is temporary. This world is a deception. It is not more than a shadow. It is not more than a bubble. It is not more than a transit lounge. Let us realize our dear goal and life is the eternal. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانَ. That is the real life. Dunya wa mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. It is only a box of deception. Let us realize this deception. Wa mal hayatu dunya illa lahu wa la'ib. It is just play and fast time. Let us not be foolish like small children and waste our time in this dunya. Let us come to reality and prepare for the eternal life. O Allah, grant us your ma'rifat, O Allah. O Allah, our share for the king of your ma'rifat, O Allah. In his sadqa, bless us also with your ma'rifat and with your muhabbat, O Allah. O Allah, grant us that taqwa which Hazrat gave, that not for a moment we displease you in any way, anywhere, O Allah. Keep our taqwa salamat. Keep our taqwa in order wherever we are, O Allah. Let your love, O Allah, let it be predominant in our lives, O Allah. And in your love, O Allah, let us learn to forsake this dunya. And let us realize even Jannah, it is so blessed. We ask and beg you of it. But in view of your gracious, O Allah, we want you, O Allah. If we got you, we have got everything, O Allah. O Allah, let us be pleased with you. You be pleased with us, O Allah. Yes, O Allah, we believe that you must have arranged for our Shaykh to be said, Ya ayyatuhan nafsu al-mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. O Allah, grant us all that, that at that moment, and for that let us not live in a fool's paradise. That we make dua for that, but we are making for effort for dunya. Let us make effort also for that. And at that crucial time, bless us all with that wonderful welcome. That the sound comes from all sides. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. O Allah, grant us these great, these are ni'mat, O Allah. Let us not be fooled by the temporary, the glitter and glamour, the fashion and the brand names of this dunya. Let us see reality and the greatest fashion and the greatest brand name of sunnah. Let that come into our lives, O Allah. Let us fulfill your commands, O Allah, and love in a way that you are pleased and happy with us. O Allah, grant our share the highest of ni'mat, the greatest of ni'mat, the highest position, O Allah, and grant all the Hazrat son and all Hazrat's family and all Hazrat's who are connected with Hazrat, grant them all sabri jameel, O Allah, and grant the ummah ni'mal badal, O Allah, grant a wonderful replacement for the ummah, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.